This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Ron Hoffman about Cher, who's been ordered to bed to fight a virus that she has. Dr. Ron Hoffman, one of the important medical folks who are on this program. He'll be with us in a matter of moments. Check on medical news, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, the other news that people are talking about, the president outlining a strategy to combat ISIS. And address tonight that about three people will watch 9 o'clock Eastern if you want to take. I was wondering what else was on because I don't usually watch TV on Wednesday night. What are we missing at 9 o'clock?
I was going to watch the Nationals beat the Braves and sweep them so that they could end their playoff run.
Okay, we could probably still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be on.
Yeah, that'll still be on. Yeah,
or some one of the sports.
Masson.
Yeah. NASN?
NASN, Maryland Area NASN. Sports Network.
Oh, they call it NESN here, New England Sports Network.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot of Ray Rice all over those sports networks, yada, yada. The gay marriage debate, subject of focus. And again, I sort of try to follow what it is that many of you are coming. That's why I'm anxious, to have Kenny right on top of what you're saying, social media-wise, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. And he said to me earlier today that the number one issue with people, comment-wise, was Ray Rice's wife and the video and what Roger Goodell has done or hasn't done. And I don't know, Kenny, whether that's changed or it hasn't changed, because we had some other things we've thrown against the wall. In the meantime, we all know about mud against the wall.
Well, we're getting a lot more comments now about the iPhone 6, but there's still plenty of talk about Ray Rice. Eric says, the NFL didn't actually do anything. The Ravens terminated his contract, and the NFL suspended him indefinitely because they had to. This was horribly handled from the beginning. You can't tell me the league didn't see that video before the other day.
Let's go hide.
Wow.
Let's go hide. Hersh's Pizza in Baltimore is collecting Ray Rice jerseys and offering free pizza in return, as well as donating money to House of Ruth, which is a center that helps battered women. We've collected 40 jerseys so far, said somebody at the restaurant. It was a pretty casual idea at first, noting the owner said the trade-off will be going on all week. Quote, dear lovers of women, not hitting women, not violence, and just generally being a good person, come trade your Ray Rice Ravens jersey for a free pizza at Hersh's. The jerseys will save us money on toilet paper this week.
I was thinking about this. You know, the season is just starting. People are going out and getting their swag for the year. Yep. And those who just went out and laid down $100 at whatever sporting goods store for a new Ray Rice jersey, and then bam.
Right.
There you have it.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I mentioned the gay marriage debate a few minutes ago, and wondering, this is something sort of created by the news media, the attention given to it. There are pockets in this country that really get exorcised about gay marriage and people who still say that it will ruin the institution of marriage and all that kind of nonsense. It sort of reminds me a little bit of the conversation that we're having about this ongoing, the never-ending saga of what to do about people who are gay and how horrible it is and yada, yada. And I think the Supreme Court decision that will probably come before the end of the month may at least keep the constant focus by the news media on this off the front page. Do you think or not? Or is this forever going to be a part and an annoyance for people who like me, think there are a lot of other things that we ought to be talking about and trying to solve. I don't see gay marriage as a problem in the first place. So if you do, that's swell, fine.
Well, 40 years ago, we never talked about homosexuality.
Well, 40 years ago, you wouldn't have talked about a black man wearing a marrying a white woman.
That's right.
Either.
And then people come out of the closet, literally, and now it's a topic of conversation.
It's very clever, Rich. You are so clever. I can't believe it. Kenny, can you believe
how
clever he is?
That's why they paired me up with you.
That's why you're paired with me, really?
Yeah.
Is that a suggestion you're clever and I'm not?
We have no, it's two clever? Clever boys put together.
Two clever boys together. I'd like to think it was three clever boys and a clever girl or two.
Well, Ken is the cleverest of them all.
Who's the cleverest?
Thank you.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the cleverest of them all? Would you look in a mirror for that? I suppose you could.
Nay.
No. The essence of medical... And I actually want to do two things with Ron Hoffman, because he's in New York City. I want to talk to him about what he feels as the anniversary of September 11th comes into focus. And then there are some things that certainly are going on medically. Joan Rivers, still people talking about her and what really happened.
She still did.
She is, as a matter of fact. She's going to appear, though, on the new season of Celebrity Apprentice. Donald Trump not
That's
wanting
awesome.
To miss a chance to... take a, you know, why not? They're going to do some repeats.
Maybe they can bring Robin Williams and Elvis and have a dead celebrity special.
Right, there you go. All right, so Broadway is going to dim their lights for Joan Rivers as well on, let's see, is that later? Is that this week or next week, Kenny? Do you remember?
That was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday. Here we go. That's very nice. I'm right on top of things. Last night they did it. Okay, so congratulations and... Happy trails to Joan Rivers. What else are you going to wish her? Happy trails to her until we see again. Should I stop now?
Please.
Really, you want me to stop?
The dogs are burying their face into the ground.
I want to find out. Where's Ron? I want to find out where Ron wants me to stop, because I know he has a lot of great things. Important information.
I'm right here. You should stop.
As a medical doctor, it is his job to stop you.
That's right, strictly a medical opinion.
Yeah, right. Of course. That's right. My ears hurt. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures. And hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this Friday through Sunday, everyone's invited to our fall open house. No membership required. Hurry in to take advantage of savings on top brands like Samsung, Serta, Rubbermaid, and Kellogg's. Plus, get a free health screening valued at $150 this Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. only. Save big this weekend at our fall open house. No membership required. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us on the Good Day program. Joins us every week. He has a great website, drhoffman.com. Check that out, because he has a newsletter you can sign up for called Intelligent Medicine. And in the Intelligent Medicine Overview this week, you have a story about your calcium, all of our calcium score, and how it can tell whether or not we're going to have heart disease or not. How does that work?
Well, first of all, good morning, Greg. The calcium score is...
I'm not saying good morning to you because you denigrated my singing.
Okay, don't hold it against me.
We won't.
Go ahead.
So a calcium score is it's a way of non-invasively predicting whether you're going to get cardiovascular disease. Now, these days we depend on cholesterol and then maybe an HDL determination to see if you're good, bad cholesterol and so on. But all that doesn't have that much to do with whether you're actually going to get blockage in your arteries. And we can now look inside the arteries, measure calcium, come up with a number. If it's very low, low risk. If it's very high, high risk. And that's we talk about that in our newsletter at drhoffman.com.
So is that done by an ultrasound? How would one...
No, it's done in very much the same way that women get a bone density. You know, yeah. It's a low radiation kind of scan. Mm-hmm. And it's easily available. Some insurances cover it, but it's not expensive. It's maybe $300-$400.
What lessons do New Yorkers, Americans, people around the world learn from the Joan Rivers experience?
Well, you know, I've been wondering for a really long time what actually happened. What procedure was she undergoing? Was it really necessary for her to be put at risk? And now it turns out, this just in, is that she was having her vocal cords examined, but it was decided they saw something, and they decided to either laser it or use ultrasound sound waves to burn it off to correct some kind of, you know, she was sounding a little scratchy, a little maybe older. She was going to get sort of a voice lift. To sound more rejuvenated. And it's controversial as to you definitely can look down the throat without anesthesia, but when you do surgery on the vocal cords, it's actually controversial as to whether you should be under full sedation with a tube down your throat that breathes for you. Some doctors think it's okay to do a little surgery, but the scenario that they describe is that when they examined her, it was fine, but when they actually took a little piece out of her vocal cords closed, they spasmed, she had a respiratory rest. She couldn't breathe. And because they didn't have a tube down her throat, they couldn't resuscitate her fast enough. And that may be the cause of the problem.
Did she have a bad heart, too?
And that's another thing. You know, we don't know that. She was 81. She was very spry. She may have had an underlying heart condition, which made it more likely that she was at risk. I mean, this argues for, you know, maybe a little more screening, maybe a little more caution in older individuals. Maybe some of these procedures should be done in a hospital as opposed to an outpatient facility where, admittedly, the backup is great there, but it's still not the same as being in a major hospital.
Do you have the same feelings about Ebola and the problem it presents now as you did a month ago?
I still do. And, you know, Doug, I was saying that this, I do think this is a big problem, but it's a local problem. It's an African problem. And because of the healthcare system and because of sanitation and just the whole environment there, it can spread. And it looks like it may spread to as many as 13 or 15 countries right across the belt of Africa from east to west in the center of Africa.
Right,
not so much
the
north
equator.
And south.
Yeah.
Yeah, right along the equator.
Yeah.
And, however, I don't see it spreading in a major way to the west. And also because of its virulence, the very fact that it kills many of its victims, it's going to burn itself out. It's just something that it's not a very successful bug in that sense. It
so it's not a population control item.
Well, you know, maybe locally, unfortunately, for Africa, but Africa has been ravaged by epidemics since virtually the dawn of time.
That's because they just don't know. And no, they're ignorant about this sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, middle-aged Europe, you know, the conditions in Africa currently.
Yeah, right, the plague. Okay, quickly, you write about in the Hoffman Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, pomegranate, and a drug that's being made from pomegranate that may help to stem Alzheimer's. This sounds like in Parkinson's stuff. Everybody's looking for this, aren't they?
Well, absolutely. You know, I think that the pomegranate has anti-aging effects. It protects the brain, protects the heart, and we need to do, obviously, a lot more research.
So when we go to the store and buy those chocolate-covered pomegranates, it's going to do us a world of good.
Yeah, the chocolate, too. Absolutely. Cocoa is beneficial.
Yes, okay. Everybody, right to the store right now. Dr. Ron says it's a good idea. Chocolate-covered pomegranates. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for Intelligent Medicine Newsletter at drhoffman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm looking at a review from one person writing about the album, full of hope, stories of their losses and fears. The lyrics are openly autobiographical. Kenny, would you agree with that? You've listened to some of this in more depth than we have.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know all those stories behind the stories kind of thing, but what I've read about it, the interviews I've seen with Bono, like this song is about as they were starting out and heard the music of the Ramones on the radio, and it kind of gave them direction.
Yeah. Well, the story of the influences, as you've suggested, the Ramones and some others, part of the highlight here. Songs of Innocence, yeah. Downloaded free until the 13th of next month by anybody who has an iTunes Store account.
Right.
So that's 500 million people around the world.
And here's the thing, though. It's a little bit, I don't know, Ken, did you have any problem finding this in your iTunes account?
I didn't actually go looking for it. When I logged into iTunes, it was right on the front page, so I just clicked on it.
Uh-huh. So for me to find, I did it on my phone, and I had to go into my iTunes store, then I had to go into my purchased songs, then I had to go into this. So it took me a few minutes to manipulate and find it. But, I mean, it's right there on your iTunes. If you want it, go get it. It's
all
free.
Right. So how many people think this sounds like a typical, one of the other critics that I'm reading here says it pretty much is the same old from U2.
You know,
I don't find that a negative because I kind of like most of what U2, the pop hits from U2. Anyway, Richie, just compare.
Well, here's New Year's Day. Okay. All right, so this goes into the Wayback Machine for U2.
Yeah.
for me, okay, growing up with you two in my late teens, up to my late 40s, U2 for me was Led Zeppelin, in that they reinvented themselves so many times that you always had something
new,
different and new, but still very cool. And then they got into this phase in the early 90s with Zooropa, where they kind of went into this kind of disco, techno, dance trial period, and then they realized that was a disaster. And it seems to me ever since then that they've kind of been on this this level field where we're going to keep it safe. With the exception of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which rocked. I mean, that album rocked. The stuff that this does sound the same, and that's not that it's not good. It's just
wow.
It sounds like
what
it sounds like you two from 1995 until now.
All right, is this gonna register on a classic hits or a YouTube sort of maybe a I don't know what we call it, the MOR of the old days, but the soft rock stations. Is this gonna be
adult
right appealing to the adults, or is this going to appeal to the new round of people who are going to go down
a little bit of both? It'll get a little bit of new, and it'll definitely get on the AOR stations.
Yeah,
but it's not groundbreaking, new enough, different enough to really shake anything out of its boots.
Check out the story at DougStephan.com. Speaking of shaking people out of their boots, go to DougStephan.com and purchase official Good Day merchandise, the Good Day goodies box. You can see that with the mug, a lot of keychains, and that sort of thing. You want to keep up with the fans of Good Day, go to DougStephan.com.
When you sleep, your brain likes it quiet and dark, and preparing for bed is also important.
And one of the keys is to avoid the bright lights that come from a TV or an iPad or a phone. As long as your optic nerve is stimulated by that light, you're not going to be able to secrete melatonin.
That's the hormone that triggers sleep. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Neuroscientist Mark Underwood, author of the booklet, The Brain Health Guide.
And a lot of people will have a big meal or alcohol before bed.
Not good. This can stop melatonin's easy flow. You might go to sleep, but chances are you'll wake up in the middle of the night. Also, sleep in a cool environment, but don't get cold. Wear socks.
And it's just a silly thing, but by keeping those socks on, there's a good chance that you're going to stay asleep longer.
Why does a good night's sleep matter?
People that have chronic insomnia can have all kinds of memory issues. There's quite high correlations between the two.
For more info on sleep and ways to help your brain stay sharp, check out the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Thank you. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. No ladies today, for whatever the reason, they found more important things to do. You deserve to have them here, and when they come back, you should be chastising them from stem to stern.
Oh, be nice.
Jennifer went out and had a good time last night. There's no excuse for not being here. Right. What's the big idea? This is a good time. For a good time,
this
call
is a good
Doug.
Time.
888-302-3684. For a good time, call the president tonight. He's going to tell you what they're going to do to get rid of the bad guys in the Middle East. Let's see, what other things in the news media have been distorted today? Everybody in New York reading the front pages of New York newspapers thinks there's going to be another terrorist attack 24 hours from now. So look out for that. If you're on, I'll be on an airplane tomorrow afternoon going to Los Angeles. How smart is that? I didn't even think about it when I made.
I didn't even think of it.
Of course we are. Yeah. Anyway, but the anniversary of September 11th, according to the news media, Richie, rising militant groups around the world present the most complex terrorist danger since the Twin Towers were destroyed.
You know, some knucklehead somewhere around the world will try to do something, and he'll probably end up blowing his hind parts off. And,
right. Just his hind parts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're big into these bombs in their underwear and all kinds of things.
Bombs in your underwear. Now, there's a...
I want to see the line where you sign up to blow yourself up by putting a bomb in your underwear.
I'm expecting that somebody's going to go to the Middle East and get Ebola.
Here's the thing.
Then go spread that around. Somebody suggested in our Facebook comments this morning earlier that the best way to handle ISIS is to give them Ebola.
Well, did you see where somebody tried to stick an air marshal yesterday?
With a needle.
In Nigeria, who was in the security line at the airport coming back to the United States. They stuck him with a needle. They think it was empty.
Yeah.
And the guy got on the plane and flew back and got off in Houston or something like that. Mm. And they've since then pretty much captured him and put him in lockup there so they can watch him for, I guess, the 21 days. But, you know, that's a little freaky.
Yeah, a little bit. Speaking of things that are freaky, today activists are working on the migrant or immigrant or illegal situation from another angle. The story suggesting that many of these younger immigrants have got connections with older immigrants that are here either legally or illegal, and they're going to their churches. The cultural connection that most people have is through the church, if you did not know that. There is a large, like, for example, I always make reference to Framingham, where I live, has the largest or second largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in our country. There are thousands here. And there are four or five churches that are in their neighborhoods. And if you were to go to them, you wouldn't think there was any worshiping going on, because there really isn't. What goes on in the churches is a tutoring, a primer. There are lessons being taught to the new immigrants as to how the system works. What hospital to go to not be questioned if you have a problem medically. How do you get a license, a driver's license, legally and still be an illegal? How do you work your way through the various programs that the state has to aid those? You know, there are 900 different programs. If there are 110 million people on the dole here, you got to know that a bunch of them are not legal. There are all kinds of programs to help the poor illegals who are here, and those are all part of. But anyway, this is built. And that's what the stories are today. Somebody's finally woken up to the fact that these churches are acting as sanctuaries to help people avoid deportation. They go to the churches, and the customs people, ICE people, the ICE guys, they can't go into the churches and get them. Churches, for whatever the reason, government official can't go in. Can you not be arrested in a church? Who knows about that? What happens if there's a crime committed in a church? Seriously, have you ever heard of anybody being arrested in a church?
I don't think you have any kind of immunity.
Just for being in a church?
Just for being in the church, no.
Okay. All right.
I was at a 7-Eleven yesterday, stopped to get something to drink, and the two women in front of me, 19 years old maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking Spanish to the guy behind the register.
Yeah.
Using their green card, their little credit card.
Yeah.
To buy chips and sodas and had their baby with them.
I'm sure it was legit. Ooh, do I sound nasty when I say that?
I don't know.
You get sick of it. You get sick of paying for this stuff. And we are so suckered into this.
You like to think that when you're helping somebody that they're using it for staples.
Yeah.
To make dinner, formula for the baby or something like that. Not for a run to 7-Eleven to load up on snacks and sodas.
There's a research paper that has been released today that's pretty important for people who are on a certain prescription drug. This drug is commonly used to alleviate anxiety, panic attacks, and sleep problems. And now, according to this research, it's linked to Alzheimer's disease. The research is not being done in our country. It's being done in Canada and in France, where the Quebec Health Insurance Program found that Alzheimer's risk was up 51% in people who used benzodiazepine. Do you know what that is? Benzodiazepine?
Benzodiazepine. No, let me look it up. I think I did.
It's marketed under the brand Xanax, Ativan, Valium.
Yeah.
If you're on Valium, you better get off Valium. This is the medical story of the week, And it just now, just this morning, this paper has been released. Researchers also say the link between the length, the duration of the use of the drug suggests a possible direct connection with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. So if there are, and they studied 1,796 Alzheimer's cases over the past 6 years to come to this conclusion. This is another example of us, of the FDA being in the pockets of the big drug people who convinced the FDA in some way, look at these clinical trials, they'll show you it's perfect, everything's going to be great, people will calm down, they need Valium, and then how long does it take to figure out you got to stay on these things for a long time, but sooner or later, and that's what they found, and actually they looked at 7,184 control cases. This is very damning for those who are on Valium and Xanax and Ativan. I would be doing a lot of questioning.
My friend Kim, who died of lung cancer, yeah, never smoked at the age of 35,
yeah,
was on Xanax, never Valium, but antidepressants. Yeah. For, I don't know, 4 or 5 years before she died.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that
didn't have something to do with it.
And I don't know that the antidepressants were a direct connection, but at 35, you just don't get it. And a non-smoker, you just don't get lung cancer.
Right, you do if you're
something on, gives it,
yeah,
to you.
Something gives it to you. Yep. I agree with you. Okay, so there's a lot of food for thought there. Speaking of food for thought, I'm happy to have a lady who really is very good at understanding how to build your tax-free nest egg, appearing on the program with regularity. And so we're going to help you go back down that street again, offer you this free book, and get some information about how you can turn your pension into something that's much more than the just average run-of-the-mill way of getting returns. So the RAFT strategy examined in a few minutes. Right now, let's examine your body and how you're feeling at this very moment. Have any joint pain? Question. Yes? No. I'm just giving you this as a checklist here. Do you have high triglycerides? Yes or no? Do you have high cholesterol? Chances are if you got high triglycerides, you got high cholesterol as well. Are you moody? Have you noticed that you are more moody than you used to be? Are you forgetting things? Think your memory's not working? Your mind is foggy sometimes? Well, I've got something that you need to have. It's called Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You need to have it. It's not just, this is not just a casual suggestion. This is something you need. You need it. Your spouse needs it. Everybody in your family needs it. This is by far the best omega-3 in the world. It's 16 times better than krill oil. Omega-3s in Omax 3 Ultra Pure come from a combination of research done by doctors at Yale. They put together a program so that you could have 100% potency and purity. The fact that this thing is available is really a, sort of a testament to modern medicine. And when I talk so negatively about some of these drugs, I look back at something natural like this, and I'm so pleased to be able to tell you this story and to get you moving so you can get a free one-month supply of this unique product. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol. 91% pure omega-3 content. None of the other fish oils, the omega-3s, can even come close to that. In fact, your mind will be sharper. I feel mine is weird. And by the way, everything that's a problem in your body is about inflammation, and omega-3s get rid of the inflammation. So you want to get rid of problems that you have in your body. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, here's how you get it. Call 800-316-7918. That's 800-316-7918. Or go to Doug, the name Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, O-M-A-X, Omax Sam3.com and tell them that I sent you. Whether you want to go online and get it or whether you want to call for it, do it now. You get the first month free, free of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. No matter what, if I had a chance to get something free for a month, I don't care what it is, I'd be calling this number. So help yourself. This is really good for you. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
You know when you wake up on the weekend, the kids are still somehow sleeping. You're just not ready to get up, but that sun is glaring in through the windows? Well, BlindsGalore.com can fix you up. They ask their customers what they can do better. Jim from Georgia says,
I don't know, perhaps serve it with lobster and filet mignon? You made it so easy to order, and a coupon on top of an already great deal? What can I say but thank you, Blinds Galore. You saved me around $90 for the same exact blind with another company.
The folks over at Blinds Galore really have it together. Their window experts have over 15 years of experience. That's a lot of blinds and shades. And all their expertise is free. Pick out free swatch samples to try out yourself. And of course, you'll get free shipping. Everything on the site is 100% custom, which means it's made exactly for you, and it's all at truly amazing prices. Designer and big box store prices don't even compare to BlindsGalore.com. BlindsGalore.com really does have blinds galore. So go to BlindsGalore.com and go galore. Blinds Galore.
Laurette Ellsworth, strategic wealth coach, retirement planner, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. Raft means retirement approach free of taxes. You like that idea. So it is this sort of heroic, this effort. And you can get, by the way, the book by, this is why the hero comes in, 866-620-HERO. Get a free copy. Reserve your free copy of this book, The Raft Strategy. That's 866-620-4376. The same thing applies here as I just said a few minutes ago about getting something free. If you have an opportunity to get something free, especially something that's this good, you ought to sign up for it. Call this number, 866-620-4376. Talking a lot about how to create a tax-free nest egg. I think that you've the number that sticks in my mind, Laurette, is 8% return. And that when you, I was in the bank the other day and somebody was celebrating, we're offering a 6 month CD at 1.5%. Yippee! Why would you do that? Right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I call that mama bear porridge. You're not getting a very good rate of return, you know? It's kind of cold.
Right.
So, absolutely. With the Raft strategy, of course, we talk a lot about that on the program. Get the average rate of return of over 8%, no losses in the market. But that's funded with after-tax money. So it's kind of like a Roth IRA, but without those limitations placed on the Roth. But still, there's many out there who have invested in qualified plans like 401ks, IRAs, TSPs. So what do those people do? And we've described this in the book, and we call it the personal pension plans with principal protection, the triple P we call it. And there are no tax consequences to moving the money over into this specific account. So there's some very cool features that I just wanted to showcase here in a second. But it's very simply, we as retirement planners are independent and can actually choose whichever company we want to work with. So we're always constantly looking for the very best products out there and accounts out there to share with our listeners and with your listeners, rather, and our clients. But, of course, it's described in the Raft strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. So, of course, we want to be able to get that book into your hands. But I want to share with you some of these features. First of all, the account itself has no fees, and it gives you a 15% match right from the beginning. So if you put $100,000 into the program, then the company is going to automatically match you 15%, which now takes your account up to $115,000 from day one. Okay. And then you've got 150% of market gains locked in every single year, meaning if you get a 6% gain, then they're going to credit you a 9%. There's principal protection. There's a nursing home and medical confinement double payment. So, for example, if you start the income, if you're getting $10,000 per year and you end up in a nursing home, you're going to now get $20,000 per year, and it'll go up from there according to the increases in the market. So there's availability to get joint payouts so it can protect you and your spouse. This money will last as long as you do, and we can help you to set one of these up.
All right, so this is a very good reason for you to reserve your free book. This is the illustration of how the programs work for you. Imagine putting $100,000 in and starting with $115,000. 866-620-HERO to get your book so you understand the strategy. That's 866-620-4376. My thanks to Loretta Ellsworth, who wrote The Raft Strategy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Find games, though. Easy games, tough games, straight games, crooked games, home games. I can turn this truck onto the Jersey Turnpike and be at the Taj in 2 hours.
The best years are a waste of time, but baby, I'm a fixed on now.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
That's Matt Damon.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Huh.
I remember you have a piece of paper in front of you.
It has not. Doesn't have Matt Dillon's name.
Matt Damon.
Damon's name on it.
It's Rounders, right? Is the movie today?
Where does it say Matt Damon on that piece of paper?
Oh, really? No, that's Matt Damon.
Oh, okay.
This is Matt Damon.
Here's the thing. If you can't spot the sucker in your first half hour at the table, then you are the sucker.
Baby, I'm a big star now, Counting Crows from the movie Rounders, number one movie this week in 1998. When you pointed out it was Matt Damon's voice, I recognized it. And I kind of did anyway. I was trying to put a name. We're usually pretty good at reminding or sort of remembering.
You would not have seen this movie.
No, I wouldn't.
It would have had zero interest to you.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's move on.
It's a good flick.
Our movie maven, Denzel Washington, wants to be James Bond. Daniel Craig maybe needs to be watching in his rear view under the circumstances, would, by the way, that movie, I think, Chuck or the Equalizer, does it come out this week? Is that this week? Next week? When is that movie?
It comes out the 22nd or 23rd, whatever that Friday is that weekend.
So now, one
wonders...
So we
have another 2 weeks.
Okay. One wonders whether this is a made-up story. He didn't say, I'd like to be James Bond. Some reporter said to him, hey, would you like to be the next actor in line to play James Bond? And he said, yeah! That's good. Who's doing
it? Then he suggested that everybody go to Twitter and demand that he be the next James Bond.
All right, so then the poll yesterday at DougStephan.com has some merit. We asked whether Daniel Craig ought to continue as James Bond, or would you rather see Denzel Washington? 50% of you said Daniel Craig. 15% of you said Denzel Washington. 20% of you said like to see one of the previous James Bond. My favorites are Sean Connery, he's not going to do it, but Pierce Brosnan, I thought, did a very credible job, and 15% of you said somebody else. So what do you make of that?
I think every actor who's played James Bond has brought something interesting to the table. I mean, I grew up on Roger Moore, so I'm partial. I like Roger Moore as Bond, but I think they've all been credible. Denzel Washington, if you said to me Denzel Washington 10 or 15 years ago is James Bond, I would have said that would have been pretty cool.
Right.
I just think by the time he would sign the contract and the film would start production, you're talking about a Denzel Washington 60 years old. So that would be the oldest actor ever to play Bond. I think Roger Moore in Live and Let Die was 56 or 57, something like that.
Well, and especially now that they've gone to a younger Bond. So, I mean, now they can't go back to an even older. Yeah.
Well, they could.
Well, let me just point out, this was announced today that Denzel Washington and his Equalizer director, Anton Fugna, will team up to remake the Magnificent Seven. That's been in the pipeline for some time. So that is a film he's going to do. He's one of the best, there's no doubt.
Is Denzel Washington the best actor we have right now?
He's not going to be James Bond.
Is he the best actor we have right now?
He's in the top five.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Chuckers movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the CAGC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Hi, Chuck. What do you have in the news bag?
Quickly, with 21 and 22 Jump Street being big box office hits, no surprise, Sony Pictures prepping a 23 Jump Street, which Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill will return. According to reports, Tom Cruise and producer Jerry Bruckheimer have hired a new screenwriter to come up with a new screenplay for a Top Gun 2. Cruise goes into production on Mission Impossible 5 pretty shortly, and Orlando Bloom reportedly might return for a fifth Pirates of the Caribbean film. He took a pass on part four. I guess he needs to pay the mortgage. Johnny Depp, once again, will saw. But I don't see anybody clamoring for another Pirates of the Caribbean film except for Disney.
Mel Brooks was on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and put his fingerprints in the cement outside the Chinese theater.
Yeah,
story at DougStephan.com.
He had six fingers on one hand.
Exactly.
It's hysterical.
Yeah, that's why this is worth some time. 88 years old, the guy is, and he's always got a sight. He's going to laugh.
Finest guy ever.
I'm going to a luncheon he'll be at on Friday in honor of Carl Reiner. That should be
Hug him for me.
I will do that, Richie.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.